This is A to Z. An Introduction to Islamic Lifestyle. Today's lesson, Fulfilling Promises to Others. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The fulfillment of promise is a virtue which Islam recommends. The promise, or the breaking of promise rather, is a vice which it prohibits. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran says, O you who believe, why you say that which you do not do? It is most hateful to Allah that you should say that which you do not do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking a direct question. Why you say that which you do not do? In a way, Allah seems to be saying that why are you being a hypocrite? Why are you being two-faced? Why is it that you say one thing and do another thing? If one asks, says that they would do something, let's say, you know, one says that I will, for instance, do this task A, they must perform it. If they don't intend on doing that, they should not say it either, right? Unfortunately, we live in a type of society where people, out of boasting, say a lot of things that they don't intend on doing to begin with, and they don't end up doing it either. And this is something that is considered to be not fulfilling the promises to others. So sometimes people make, you know, these commitments with others and they do not fulfill those commitments. And worst thing is, like, they don't even intend to fulfill those commitments. Islam says that if you make a commitment, if you say something to someone, if you, you know, make a claim of doing something, then you better do it. If you don't intend on doing something, then don't even say it. And this is the basic principle that Islam is teaching us. Welcome back, dear listeners. Today we are discussing fulfilling promises to others. And we said that Islam lays a great deal of importance on the topic of fulfilling promises towards others. If we do not intend to do something, we should not promise anyone. We should not make a commitment with anyone. Fulfilling promises is very much emphasized in Islam. Just remember that. The seerah and the method of the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam is that every time they made a commitment, they made a promise, they gave their word to anyone, they made sure that they fulfill it. The Holy Prophet of Allah, he said, he who believes in Allah and the Day of Judgment must fulfill his promises. It appears to be a condition and a prerequisite for being a believer, right? Because if you notice, the Prophet of Allah is saying, he who believes in Allah and the Day of Judgment, they must fulfill their promises. So there's a direct correlation and connection between the two. The Prophet of Allah also said, he who has three things should be counted as hypocrite, even if he performs the daily prayers and observes fasting and thinks that he's a Muslim. What are those three things? Number one, breach of trust. Number two, lying. Number three, breach of promise. These three traits, if they are found in anyone, doesn't matter how good of a person they are, how, you know, funny they are, how social they are, how much they help others, it doesn't matter. If these three traits exist in a person, then chances are high that they're hypocrites, as per the statement of the Prophet of Allah. Again, what are those three things? Number one, breach of trust. Number two, lying. And number three, breach of promise. So fulfilling promises to others is an obligation on every Muslim. Thank you.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.